eyes and see you better than before. Then I feel you touch me and it's 1984. I know what you will say before you start.
Back to our usual sub 50 minute length this fortnight after last fortnight's slowly extended episode. By no means a reflection of the quality of music on offer though, the standard is still very high indeed, especially if you like your tech. Wobbly bass lines and slightly weird squiggly noises are plenty this episode, I do have to warn you. So we kicked off with the new record from Sander Van Dorn versus Robbie Williams. That's called Close My Eyes. In the background now, this is new from Josh Gabriel, one half of Gable and Dresden. Now producing as a solo artist, this is taken from his new album. It's called Azora. I think it's pretty cool. Turn it up.
We'll be right back.
Gareth Emery podcast, and the track in the background is our chosen cuff from this Fortnite's essential album, which is a random album titled by Deadmau5. The track's called Slip. If you'd like to have a chance of winning a copy of this album, once you've listened to this episode, just head over to our podcast message board at garethemerypodcast.com. Leave us a brief review of this episode. Well done to Dave FTW. You've won yourself a copy of God's Kitchen, the anthems from the last episode. Right, with that out of the way, we continue with this. It's new from Marcus Shotto. And after this, you're going to be hearing the new single from Marco V, Turn It Up. background is Simon Patterson with Different Feeling. Definitely a different sound to what we're used to from Simon, who tends to go normally for the more late night banging stuff. Before this you heard the new single from Marco V. That one's called Coma Age on his own In Charge record label. A track which I have to admit I wasn't that sure about when I first heard it, but played it out last weekend in Chicago and it sounded great, so it's definitely won me over now. In the background, this is new from Pulsar. Haven't heard much from him for a while, so a very welcome return. This is called Sunseeker. the background is Leon Bollier with Ye, track I'm personally really enjoying, and I know we don't have a tune of the week on the podcast, but if we did, this would probably be it. Before that, you heard Topher Jones with Castaway.
Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Hi Gareth, this is Ronald Van Gelderen. Hope you're well, man. The record that I'm going to be playing for you now is from two guys called Ido Ophir and Mickey Litvak. And the track is called Snorkel and was released on the Vapor 8 label. And I've been hammering this tune for the last couple of months all over the world, actually, and no matter where I play it, the crowd goes completely mental. So the track always gives me a Chemical Brothers kind of feel. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it and maybe see you soon somewhere. All right, keep it raw, mate. Cheers.
The world's best DJ on the phone.
are approaching the end of this episode, but before I introduce the final track this fortnight, I want to quickly run through a few mails that dropped into the podcast inbox over the last 2 weeks. I want to shout out to Leonardo from Mexico, Nick Watts, who wants to shout out the Trans Tribe crew down under in Australia, Tim in Adelaide, and also Jonathan in France, who says happy birthday to his daughter, who's about to be 9. Alice in Vancouver writes in with a slightly sad story that she was introduced to the podcast by a guy who since broke her heart, meaning I was the best thing to come out of their relationship. Alice, thanks for your mail. And if the guy in question is listening, shame on you. Finally, and this is my favourite email this fortnight. It's from Skamantas Jankowskis, who says he's not the sort of person who ever emails a show, but he wants to pull me up on the amount of complaining I apparently do. He says, as far as I can remember, you were saying about having a cold, then moving to a new house, now you're jet-lagged. I mean, we're all human, but come on, you make it sound like it's a chore and you're doing everyone a favour, which kind of ruins the experience a bit. So anyway, I showed that email to a few people in the office, kind of hoping for a bit of support, and they were like, what? Yeah, you do complain. The guy's totally right. You're always moaning. So thank you. And as you will have noticed, no complaints this episode. Remember, keep your emails coming. The address is podcast@garethemery.com. This has been the Gareth Emery Podcast, episode 65. I do hope you have enjoyed it. Track in the background is a new remix of the classic Rapid Eye, Cirque Forever. Comes courtesy of Ali and Fila. Next gig you can catch me at is going to be at the Ministry of Sound at the end of the month. Episode 66 is going to be dropping in a couple of weeks. Until then, take it easy, have a great fortnight, and I'll catch you then.